What kind of fan base travels? We watch bowl games and you see all the people in the scarlet and gray for Ohio State. Are we going to see a lot of them come with the team Thursday?
Define a lot. I would be very surprised if it is a noticeable or strong showing other than coaches, families, and administrators and things like that. Given the distance and the short notice and all of that, that's really tough. I think certainly when there's a closer proximity, had they gotten Pittsburgh or Detroit, it would have been more noticeable. But we've always been surprised, and there's Ohio State alums everywhere, so it'll be interesting to see. I don't know what kind of travel packages that any of the travel agencies have put together on short notice, but it would be very surprising if it's something that would rival what you'll see from Kentucky or what you'll see from Gonzaga.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a minute since Ohio State has been on, like, that Final Four level stage. When, you know, like, Thad Matta was out here leading the way, and, like, Mike Conley and Greg Oden, if you will. A lot has changed with Ohio State over the last couple of years. So how have they gotten to this spot where they're, once again, a top 10, 15 team in the country?
Well, I think it's been a combination of things. First off, you're really seeing three seniors, and one of them a fifth-year senior in Cam Williams, who their development has continued, starting under Thad Matta and continuing with Chris Holtmann. Kata Bates-Diop being healthy this year has been a big factor in all of this. You know, he was lost after nine games last year due to surgery for a leg injury, and that really kind of sidelined the season a year ago. Thad Matta and his staff prior to last year thought that the way Kata had played during the summer, he was on the verge of something really, really special. So I think those have been the biggest part of the changes. Certainly a new voice never hurts. And a fresh outlook from Chris Holtmann and his staff. And quite honestly, what's helped Ohio State this year was a little addition by subtraction. They're minus a few influences in the locker room that were here the last couple of years that were not good influences that kind of held this team back. And their removal has kind of really helped this chemistry become very strong. And that's been a big part why this team has had this pleasantly surprising success this year.
I was going to ask about this. Chris Holtmann comes over, replaces Thad Matta. He had three seasons at Butler, and he got to the NCAA all three seasons. So what were the expectations for Ohio State to start the season in Holtmann's first year as head coach? And what do you think they are right now?
Well, I can tell you they weren't. The expectations were not that Ohio State could go into the last 2 weeks contending for a Big Ten championship. I think people, based on what had happened the last 2 years, would have been happy if this was a team that was contending for any postseason berth, especially not after not being in any postseason a year ago. There was a lot of curiosity to see how Kata would do being healthy, to see how, you know, an influence of some freshmen like Caleb Wesson, and also how players like Jayshon Tate and Cam Williams and Andre Wesson and C.J. Jackson would improve. Now the expectations are, you know, I think people, even though the season didn't end the way people would like to have seen it and losing the first day of the Big Ten tournament, I think there are some expectations that this is a team that could challenge to make it to the second weekend of the NCAA tournament. And then, you know, from there, who knows? But, you know, it's also not a team that's shown that they're not immune to have the kind of bad spells that can give them difficulties in games. And, you know, I think when you look at the way this season has gone, while there might be some frustration from some of the losses they've had, and especially all three of them to Penn State, they've not had a bad loss, losing a game to a team that they shouldn't lose to, if you guys know what I mean. So, you know, I think that's all part of the picture here.
Now, you've mentioned his name a couple of times, but Kata Bates-Diop, he might be player of the year caliber player, certainly Big Ten player of the year. What makes him such an elite player, and what can Boise expect to see when he takes the court come this weekend?
A number of things make him an elite player. The ability to score, both inside and outside. The ability to rebound the ball at a double-figure level. The ability to block shots and alter shots. He's 6'7", 6'8", but he's got the wingspan of almost a 7-footer. And the other thing that really has helped Kata is the development of other players so that he's just not a one-man show. You know, Jayshon Tate has the ability to be a double-figure scorer. C.J. Jackson was maybe the second most improved player in the Big Ten from offensive output. Cam Williams is a three-point threat, and that certainly helps. And Caleb Wesson, who came in as a freshman center, the Mr. Basketball winner in the state of Ohio last year, is a guy that gives him a low post presence threat. So they have the ability to be balanced, and so I think Kata has benefited from the fact that there have been other options if teams tried to take him away.
Where does he rank among some of the Ohio State players that have been? I mean, they've had like guys like Evan Turner. You mentioned Conley and Oden before. Where does he rank amongst that group of recent Ohio State top-end players?
Oh, I think, you know, you've got to look at him, say, in the last 20 years as, you know, as amongst the top or so that have been here. Certainly, you know, when you think about it, you mentioned Evan Turner, who really had been a guy, when he came in, you had no clue that Evan was going to become what he was as a junior when he became the National Player of the Year. Jared Sullinger certainly was an impact player. Aaron Kraft with what he could do defensively. You know, I certainly think you've got to look at, you know, the Final Four and National Championship game team of Greg Oden and Mike Conley as some of the top players and you know, in Ohio State history. But Cade has got his place, certainly, when you think about recovering from an injury, being part of a team that, you know, the preseason prognosticators had Ohio State picked 11th in the Big Ten before the season started, and then to finish tied for second. You know, I think Cade was a big reason why that happened.
Ohio State coming to Boise, of course, is an at-large team out of the Big Ten. They'll play South Dakota State. That will be on Thursday. Paul Keels, the voice of the Buckeyes, joining us here on Idaho Sports Talk with Bob and Chris. As we look at the team coming into the games here in Boise, biggest strengths for the Buckeyes, and is there something or what has given them the most issues from opposition teams?
I would say the biggest strength for this team has been the way they've played defense all season. They really have been able to make it difficult for their opponents at crucial times. A big part of why they were able to get a, you know, a big, big win at Purdue earlier this season is because of the way they were able to guard the Boilermakers and really make them uncomfortable. The same goes for when they beat Michigan State earlier in the year when the Spartans were ranked number one in Columbus. So, you know, Chris Holtman and his coaching staff have had a saying, they beat the drum on a lot this year, defense travels. And so they've been able, when they've been able to play well defensively and especially on the perimeter, I think that's something that has really helped them an awful lot. What's given them trouble, and really maybe the most encouraging thing, is that they know they're not going to see Penn State in the NCAA tournament. Penn State's a bad matchup for Ohio State. Tony Carr's a big 6'5" point guard. Lamar Stevens at 6'8" plays in the backcourt. And those are tough matchups for Ohio State. So if they run into somebody that can present size in the backcourt like that and somebody that can shoot the ball like crazy, which South Dakota State at times has shown they can do, you know, that gives anybody difficulty, let alone it being Ohio State.